Tinnerow has just signed a contract extension. How big of a positive is that for you?
Yeah, it's a massive coup for the club. It's a big statement from the club. We're delighted that we've managed to sign T for another year with an option there, and he plays a big part in this team. And we wanted to keep hold of all his influential players, and he's certainly an influential player both on the field and off it.
Reflections on last week. I mean, a very good win in the end. Obviously, that melee has taken a few of the headlines.
Yeah, it has. But I thought we were probably the better. We edged it. We were the better team over the 80 minutes. You know, I'm proud of the boys. I'm proud that they're starting to stick up for themselves. And you know, the couple of naughty things that went on in the game, and there were a few things that went on in the game against Hull FC. And you know, I made it clear to the guys that, you know, you need to start looking after yourselves and start looking after your teammates. And proud of their efforts. And in terms of the league position, it's consolidated a spot in the eight, and we're starting to look at the teams above us and not worry about the teams that are below us.
Yeah, the good start under your stewardship has continued.
Yeah, I thought we were very good. I thought we started the game really well. I thought the first 40 minutes was his best defensive performance. We've got a fit and healthy squad. We were able to rotate a few players last week, but I thought we did it the hard way as well. We lost obviously Danny Kermon, who couldn't go back on, and Ashley Gibson the first 10 minutes to a dislocated shoulder. So we did it the tough way in terms of interchanges, but you know, we just found a way to win at the end and got the 2 points.
How big of a blow is the injury to Ash Gibson?
Yeah, it's a massive blow to Ash, and it's a big blow to us. But we're fortunate enough that we've got some quality depth in the outside backs, and you know, it's just unfortunate because he's been in for a couple of weeks, and he got injured I think against Huddersfield, and then he had to wait for his time. He played in the Challenge Cup, then he played again last week, and then gets a nasty, most probably a season-ending injury to his shoulder. So we're all disappointed for Ash. But it's another opportunity for other members of the squad, people like Jay Walton, who'll get a run this week.
This week to lose, they look as if they're tearing up League One. What do you know about them?
I know they're a very physical side. You know, the French are known to be very aggressive people. We're just focusing on ourselves this week and the improvements that we can make from last Friday's game. We were a little bit disappointed with his execution, certainly that second half against Widnes, and his completion rates were well below the standards that we set. So it's a little bit of fine tuning for ourselves, but yeah, they are a good team. They've got some quick outside backs and a really smart half as well that controls the game well for them. We just got to make sure that his attitudes are good this week.
And we like to see other teams getting involved in our game from other countries. It's important you make sure this isn't a banana skin.
Yeah, well, I said that before the Sheffield game. You know, Sheffield were playing okay at the time, and you know, Toulouse are playing particularly well in the lower league there, and we're certainly not taking it lightly, and hence the squad, you know, the strong squad that we're going to put out.
And the Challenge Cup games are always special. Can Wakefield win this competition this year?
We've got as good an opportunity as any other team. I can't see why not. It's just a matter of getting luck in the draw, and you know, we're fortunate we've got a home tie. And then we'll worry about what we've got in the quarterfinals after the game if we manage to turn over to lose. So we're a confident group at this moment in time. There's a lot of belief, and who knows what can happen.
And how special is this competition to you? Obviously, you led the team to the final last season. You played in a final yourself.
Yeah, I'd rather forget about what happened in that final last year. But I've got a lot of fond memories. You know, as a player, getting there and winning. And also leading the team out of Wembley last year, I'd like to go back and put a few wrongs right. But there's some very, very good teams still in this competition, and you know, it's, I know it's a cliche, but you just got to take one game as it comes.
It does look as if it's opened up, though, pretty much like Super League. This is a competition that maybe someone like Wakefield could go on and actually lift.
Well, there's a lot of Super League clubs drawing each other in this round, so there's going to be, I think, three or four Super League clubs that are going to be out of the competition. It's just the luck of the draw. We're excited about playing on Sunday, and fingers crossed we get his name in the hat when it's drawn.